possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is only getting worse for Cam Hayward. It's getting worse. I said yesterday he should just talk about it. I think I actually phrased it, he should have talked about this from the beginning, instead of just trying to do this in secret, not show up for work after collecting all your money for the year. And he only made it worse by talking. He only made it worse. I guess at this point, he should have just stayed silent instead of taking the team's money for the entire season and then not showing up for work. I'm sort of surprised at how many people are 100% on his side at the station here. Like, the crux of the matter is, does he have a right to ask for more money? Of course. Should he get more money? He had a good year. He faded down the stretch and, as usual, did nothing in a playoff game. That's normal. They're 1-8 in Cam's career in playoff games, and he has one sack. T.J. Watt's 0-4 with one sack in playoff games. But, yeah, you could ask for more money. He's coming off a good year. He was first-team All-Pro, and he's going to get a sweetener. He's not going to get a new deal. He even alluded to this yesterday when he spoke, that he's going to get a sweetener. It's not really, again, in a vacuum, that big of a deal, but the way he is coming off after last year's stomping of the feet, throwing Cleveland out there, things like that, the story here is the fan reaction to Hayward and how he keeps making this worse. He's not a sympathetic figure in this situation. He's not. Good morning. I put out a Twitter poll asking this. Lots of Cam Hayward, trade Cam Hayward comments in the mailbag this week. Would you really be okay with trading him? And in just 1 hour, 45 minutes actually, I think it was, 52% of the people said yes. Bob's not here today. That goes without saying. He'll be back tomorrow. Limits is back to my left, and what a man he's become. Hello, Limits.
Joe, wonderful to see you. Great to be back. Joe, this is like one of the first times that I was able to like unplug for 4 days, for maybe the first time in like 5 years, because you know how just obsessed I am with everything with this.
Yes.
The Cam Hayward stuff immediately brought me back. As soon as I heard about it, oh boy.
Well, it'll bring you back. So 52, and welcome back. 52% of the people out there, at least in this very unscientific Twitter poll, would be okay with trading, which is, of course, insane. Because the defensive line is already a question mark with a 36-year-old, a rookie, and a man named Keanu Benton who flatlined last year and didn't take an expected step forward. And then what are you going to do for depth? That's already a question mark. So trading Cam is just not a sane option right now. But the story, again, is the fan reaction here. And I understand it. I do. Even if I defend Cam's right to go out and ask for more money, and even if I don't think, again, in and of itself, getting a little sweetener, like Antonio Brown did all those years, like Jerome Bettis did at one point, a contract sweetener is not a big deal. What is a big deal was sort of pulling on fans' heartstrings last year, throwing Cleveland out there. I could leave, you know, and I'm perfectly willing to leave. I have family in Cleveland type thing. And then this year, I'm perfectly willing to sit. And again, this is happening. And this is the first, by the way, bad vibe to rise above Latrobe. This has been a feel-good camp, and all of a sudden, there's this. Could sit games. Now, he won't, because the Steelers will acquiesce to him. They'll give him a little sweetener. That's what's going to happen. And we know the Steelers give in to players these days, left and right, no matter what they want. They've changed as an organization. You want to get traded? You're causing a little trouble? Oh, we want volunteers, not hostages. That's your ticket out of town. You want more money? Here's more money. More money. Thanks, Art. And as I laughed about yesterday, I went back and looked again today, the last guy, top of my head here, that they took a hardline stance with was a guy who actually won playoff games. In fact, a guy who put them on his back and won two in a row against Miami and Kansas City, and that was Le'Veon Bell. Nope, not giving you the money you want. Hell no. And when you actually look at the numbers from those games, he had 29 carries for 167 yards against Miami, and then 170 yards on 30 carries in Kansas City. He's a guy who won them playoff games, unlike anybody on this defense. And when you're looking for context to surround the little Cam Hayward, please give me a sweetener story, it's money and defense and the fact that their defense hasn't even put together an average performance in the playoffs in nearly a decade. Nearly a decade. Yet it seems like everybody's always asking for more money around here. And that's what's pissing people off. And I get it. I do. I get it. I get the big picture. Trading him would be insane. We're going to hear the comments in a moment. I get it. And then there's Mike Tomlin with another quote today that will absolutely blow your mind. What is happening here with this defense? Let me pull out the sheet here. I feel like Derek Shelton pulling out my lineup. Let's see. We got... Let's see, I got who's batting leadoff today? Tommy Pham, Henry Davis is in the lineup today, Jared Triolo,
Jack Sawinski.
Anybody batting over 200 today? Let's see, looking up and down my sheet here. Okay, this is Mike Tomlin. And this, again, needs to be put in context. I'm flabbergasted, which is a great word. It's the word that Ron used when Ben said he might retire on this show all those years ago, with the comments, the nerve, the gall that the people around here, after not putting together one semi-competent defensive performance in the playoffs in nearly a decade, the crap coming out of that camp on how this is the best defense I've ever seen, says DK Metcalf. We can be number one, says Deshaun Elliott. I'm one of the best cover linebackers in the world, says Peyton Wilson. We can cover anybody man-to-man, says Mike Tomlin. We might be one of the best of all time, says the guy cut by the Cleveland Browns, Juan Thornhill. And now this from Mike Tomlin. Hot off the presses. He said this on the Steelers flagship. He was asked and given a chance. He was asked about the Thornhill quote, about one of the best of all time, and was given a chance to, quote, cushion that. Do you want to cushion that statement? And instead, he took out a can of gasoline, poured it over the Juan Thornhill statement, and lit it on fire. He answered this way. We got enough talent We got enough schematics to do big, big things. And when I say big things, Mike Tomlin said, I'm talking about historic things. Have we all lost our blanking minds around here? I understand they added Juan Thornhill and 34-year-old Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey, who's a good player. I get it. And they drafted a kid, Derek Harmon. Okay, but this is essentially, largely the same defense that got humiliated again in the playoffs last year, where the Ravens, if they wanted, could have put up 50 points. And that repeated a pattern of these Steelers in the playoffs. Let me say that again. We got enough talent. We got enough schematics to do big, big things. And when I say big things, I'm talking about historic things. These guys think they're going to be one of the greatest defenses in history. I had to get that off my chest. I did at the top of the show. And it feeds into the Hayward thing because people are sick and tired of it. These defenses, the Cam Hayward, TJ Watt defenses, have been an embarrassment to their forefathers. They have. I'm talking about the Polamalu, James Harrison, Casey Hampton, Farrier, whoever else you want to name defenses that save their best ball usually for January, that played their best in the biggest games, that brought home the prize twice. Twice they did it. And of course, I'm talking about the 70s Steelers. What have these guys done? And I'm not talking about the careers in general necessarily of Watt and Hayward. They're both all-time Steelers. They're both great players. They're probably both going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But as a unit, and as the unit that Cam has been the leader of all these years, what the hell have they really done? The Steelers' defense, what have they done? Anybody? The demise began, ironically enough, I guess you could say, if this is the proper use of the word irony, when a guy named Aaron Rodgers torched a great defense in the Super Bowl. It's never been the same. The next year, a guy named Tim freaking Tebow did the same. And it's just never really been the same around here. They've had some very good defenses in the regular season. They had the one run in 16 where they stifled Matt Moore and Alex Smith before Tom Brady absolutely shredded them. But by and large, it's just never, ever been the same. Since that group faded and then left. Polamalu, Clark, Taylor, Farrier, Harrison, Woodley, Smith, Hampton, etc. Since that group left, this isn't the same. This group doesn't do what their Steeler ancestors did. They come up small at the biggest times. They get embarrassed by Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game, just absolutely humiliated in that one, you remember. They get embarrassed by Blake Bortles, puts 38 points on them. Yeah, Jacksonville scored 45 that day, but Ben gave them the other touchdown, so we'll go with 38. Although the Blake Bortles, there should be a penalty for Blake Bortles where you just add a touchdown. Blake Bortles shredded them. Mahomes shredded them. Josh Allen shredded them, could have had 50, just like Lamar last year. I don't even remember which other game there was, which other quarterback shredded them. But rest assured, somebody else did. They've done nothing. So people are just sick and tired of the word money with the term Steelers defense. Do something. The highest paid defense in the league, and all they can do is talk. Going to be one of the greatest defenses of all time? What? We're going to do big things, historic things, says Mike Tomlin. What? The last time he talked about a defense like this was 2022, I believed, when he said he expected his highly paid defense to be great and dominant. And we all remember how that went, don't we? No playoffs. TJ Watt got hurt in the opener. They had a great opener against the Bengals. Smashed up Joe Burrow. Then TJ gets hurt, to be fair. But also, to be fair to their Steeler ancestors, if you have a really good defense, you should never be that dependent on one guy. And we all remember the 95 Steelers lost Rod Woodson in the opener for the season and still went to the Super Bowl. The TJ Wattless Steelers that year, for a long time without Watt anyway, were giving up 35 to the Eagles and 38 to the Bills. They were useless without TJ. Then he came back and they gave up 37 to the Bengals and they couldn't stop the Ravens' fourth string quarterback when everybody knew he was going to run late in the game right here in Pittsburgh. And he did run for a first down and clinch the game. And they didn't even make the playoffs. And they're talking this big. And then we have to listen to the leader of this defense, the leader of the defense, all these years of disappointment. And again, Cam's been a great player, but I'm sorry, you can't disconnect the leader of a defense from the chronic disappointment that envelops it. He's part of that. The same way Mike Tomlin, who was once a great coach, you can't separate him from all the Steelers' massive failures of the last 8 years, where they haven't even been competitive in a single playoff game and have the longest playoff losing streak in the entire NFL. So it's that, that's all of that is the context in which Cam Hayward has taken nearly all the money owed to him this season and decided not to show up for work other than, you know, standing on the side. And you have people saying, wait, what's wrong with this? There's a lot wrong with this picture at the moment, a lot, and people's emotions play into it. And then you listen to Cam yesterday, and this just, it just isn't going to play well. So Limits, let's hear some of the Cam Hayward quotes, if we have them, which I'm sure we do. Limits appears to be in a passionate conversation with a Steeler fan. Let's hear some Cam Hayward quotes, if you would, my friend.
Yes, let's do it, Joe. First, this is what Hayward had to say about when he asked for a new contract originally.
Since late February, I think.
Okay.
With the combine, my agent, I've been talking. Nothing really to report there.
Since late February, so I believe it was shortly after that, that they paid him almost everything they owe him this season. And then shortly after that, with all that money in hand, his pay for the whole season in hand, basically, except for, I think, the base salary of $1.3 million. But with the $13-plus million already in hand, guaranteed in his pocket, that's when he decided not to show up for work. And by the way, do we have the clip about how they approached him last year about a pay cut, Limits, or no?
Let me see if I can find that.
All right. Well, it doesn't really matter. That was the news to come out of this thing, is that Cam revealed for the first time that I know of that the Steelers approached him about a pay cut last year. How about that?
Here it is.
Yeah. You know, I think in my eyes, when I look at it, they could have cut me last year. The way I was approached, I was asked to take a pay cut. And, you know, we ended up getting the deal done. You know, when I look at the market and I look at what I've done, it's hard to really wrap my head around playing at a number where I'm not even, you know, half of what the rest of the market is.
Yeah, well, when you sign a deal, sometimes in some years the deal works out in your favor, like when you were collecting paychecks a couple of years ago but not playing because you were hurt, and sometimes it doesn't work out in your favor, like this year. And again, in the end, I'm not begrudging him a little sweetener. It's fine. But sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And he didn't sound happy at all with, quote, the way I was approached last year, with the Steelers approaching him about a pay cut. And because it's the Steelers' way these days, they back down right quick from that. I don't know how a pay cut turns into a new contract, but that's what happened. And he was a candidate for a pay cut last year. A 35-year-old defensive lineman coming off surgery in a down year. If I've ever heard of a candidate for a pay cut, that's one. But he convinced them to give him a new contract instead of a pay cut. Now, Cam also could have, and a lot of people have pointed this out in the last day, including a caller yesterday. He could have just said, fine, I'll play for 1 year, then I'm out. He could have said that. He could have bet on himself. But he wanted, see, he didn't even get security. He wanted at least nominal security in the form of this contract, but it wasn't even guaranteed after this year.
No, and he asked, like, would it have been better if you just decided to sign a one-year prove-it deal and then go back to the market?
You know, for me and my family, we value stability. But at the same time, I value being valued as well. I've had conversations with my wife as things have started to pick up. And, I can't complain about what happened because I was coming off an injury, which I chose to play through and be there for my guys because at the end of the day, I want to be there for them regardless if I'm on this team. But, you know, can't cry about spilled milk.
Okay. So I can't complain about what happened. He never really answered the question other than to say we value stability. But that contract really didn't give him any stability. It gave him 1 year and nothing guaranteed after that. So I guess bad on him. You know, I mean, get a better deal or play for 1 year. Play for 1 year and bet on yourself. Are your threats to leave or were your threats to leave real? If they were, then you should have bet on yourself. I'll play for this 1 year. Forget the rest. I'm out. Got family in Cleveland. That's the story at the moment. And then this year, he could have done what he wanted. Gone out and gotten the money. But man, it's a stew, it's a concoction filled with a lot of different ingredients here. And emotion is a big one. He's sort of the face, and this might be unfair, but he's the face of a chronically disappointing Steelers defense, and people don't want to hear that a defense that fails the way they do in the biggest moments every single year and is the highest paid in the league has guys that want more money. People just don't want to hear it. And I understand that. I get it. Didn't want to hear from TJ Watt either. And I said, when that TJ Watt stuff started brewing, when he put out that Instagram post all those months ago, the story to me wasn't the contract squabble itself. It was the fan reaction. And normally when a beloved athlete in a town wants a new deal or gets in a little squabble with ownership, people are irrationally even on the side of the athlete. You see it also with off the field transgressions throughout sports. Somebody could do some heinous thing. If the fans love him enough and he's a good enough player, all's forgiven. Same with contract situations. But the story immediately became to me, wow, like I think more people would rather trade TJ Watt than pay him Myles Garrett money. That became the story to me because it was true. And now the story to me is similar and I think has similar tentacles attached to it as the TJ Watt thing did. Which is that people have turned on Cam Hayward, one of the most popular Steelers ever. Will it last? I don't know. If they don't play well, if he doesn't play well, yeah, it'll last. Will it tarnish his legacy? I don't know about that. But it'll linger. If he plays well, they play well, it'll be forgotten. Especially if they play like the 85 Bears, especially if they're a historically great defense, as Mike Tomlin seems to think they will be, him and Juan Thornhill. 412 928-9370. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So things are hopping. Limits very quickly here. You're a Steeler fan. Where do you come down on this Cam Hayward thing? You mad at him?
I don't know if mad is the right word, but frustrated definitely is. Like, look, you could have played it out as a one-year deal, and then if you truly wanted to bank on yourself and bet on what you were going to do this season coming off the injury, if you truly thought when everyone chuckled in the room that you could be an all-pro and you want to truly prove it to them, keep a one-year deal. Then you go to the market, you could firmly reestablish yourself, then you're in a bidding war with the other 31 teams. This is just the unfortunate reality for Cam. This is the contract you signed. I would be okay if he gets a sweetener of $3-4 million, right in that range.
And that's what's
I'm okay with it.
That's what's going to happen.
That's what should happen. But don't rip it up. That's a deal you signed.
Well,
that's on you.
He didn't say he's going to rip it up. In fact, he alluded yesterday that the idea of borrowing money from next year's unguaranteed bonus that he's supposed to get in the spring again, moving that to this year, he'd be fine with that. And if that was just the beginning and end of the story, then this probably wouldn't be a gigantic story. But there's so many things attached to it, and the way he's handled it last year and this year doesn't sit well with people. And the fact that he, more than anybody, more than TJ Watt, really, he's the leader and the face of a defense that has chronically underachieved and failed to live up to its forefathers in Steelers history. He's the face of that, and people don't want to hear that. What they hear is poor me.
Poor me.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Me, I need more money. Well, you haven't won. And look, if Cam Hayward truly thought that he was going to be an all-pro this year, or at least he could still play at that level, why did he not insist on a trigger in his contract where if he hit all-pro, they go back to the negotiation table? Why was that not thrown in
there? I don't know that it wasn't. I don't know the particulars of that.
Clearly, it seems like it hasn't been because they're in this stalemate.
Well, he may have said, I want that, and they may have said no. But he did claim that he told them, as people were giggling, I'm going to be all pro, and I'll be back next year at the table here. So credit to him for that. Not credit so much for the way last season ended. He was fabulous for three quarters of the season, and then, like T.J. Watt, faded. And like T.J. Watt, failed again in a playoff game. 928-9370. Let's hit the lines.
Well, let's begin with Bob in Maine as the lines are filling up.
Joe, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Hey, again, you got to get up here and golf. And if you do, if you're going to come up, I'll give you three great recommendations.
Wait, where are you again?
Okay. I'm up in Maine.
All right. I am going to come up there and golf. And you know what? I'm going to do it within the next month. I'm going to sneak up on a Friday. Can I get a direct flight from Pittsburgh?
No, you used to. We used to be able to fly out there direct. I don't think you can do that now.
All right.
I don't think so.
I'll check it out. It's more important than the Cam Hayward situation, our golf date. Give Limits your number here, and we'll get together.
Do it. Okay. Listen, you're in that last segment, you hit it right on the head, and I'll expand a little bit on it because I did a little bit of research. You talked about the chronic underperforming of this defense. If you look from 2000 to 2012, on average, our D was number 3.7 out of the entire team in yards allowed per game. We were that was the average, 3.7. From 2012 to now, 2024, you know what our average was? 13. We have been chronically, and you're right, this whole thing is taken into this context of how horribly we have performed in these playoff games.
As the highest paid defense, and one that the head coach, they always, and the players. The players constantly talk big and have for years, and the coach does too. And that's what, people are done. They're done with this.
We are so done. We are so done with this. However, again, I can take that. I can separate from that. And I'm fine with Cam looking for his sweetener or whatever it is. You know what? This is professional football.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It has a certain market to it. It's driven. It's an entertainment industry. They pay very, very, very well. They can get what they can out of it. I'm fine with that. But in like you said, in the context of this horrendous underperforming D, and you know, last year they did tail off. Like you said, the defense tailed off at the end, and again that horrendous freaking playoff game, 300 yards. That was horrendous. So, but you know, they want to win this year? Who did they have outside of Cam? And then in that interior defensive line, they had no one else. They need those trenches to have any chance of being successful.
And that's why you can't trade him. That's why trading him is a very emotional response to this. Of course, if we rewind, I would have traded T.J. Watt. They did trade Minka, which I thought they should do. And then if this came up, I would have traded Cam too and just taken a step back this season and never signed Rodgers and things like that, things of that nature. But that didn't happen. So they're in it to win here this season. And you better believe that Cam Hayward will be part of it. He will be, and he'll do it. And I don't have a huge problem. I don't have any problem with a guy asking for money and getting a little sugar poured on his toast here. And that's all it'll be in the end. But it's, again, it's the way he's handled it. It's the bigger context. It's things like him coming in and having that. Everything the Steelers owed him, all the money, except for, I think, the 1.3 base. But basically, all the money they owed him, they gave to him in the spring. He pocketed it, as I would have. As of course, what else are you going to do? They had to give him a roster bonus. And then didn't show up for work? After you've paid me for the whole year, what you owe me? Then I don't show up for work? And now this, threatening to sit games and all this stuff? Next.
All right, let's go to Jake. He's in the South Hills.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. A great opening, Joe. In the middle of the opening there, you were talking about this litany of players that moved on and the defense declined. And I was struck by every single one of those players coming in under Bill Cowher. And 10, 12 years ago, we had this conversation about, is it Cowher's team that won or Tomlin and this and that and back and forth. And when you were going through that, every name, I'm waiting for somebody that came into the organization under Tomlin and was part of a fantastic defense. And like I said, we've been going on 10, 12 years now, and we're still waiting.
Two of them were, to be fair, and that was Lamar Woodley and Lawrence Timmons for sure. And again, if we're getting into the whole Tomlin wins with Cowher's players, I give Mike Tomlin 100% credit for his first 4 or 5 years here. It was A-plus work. You win a Super Bowl, I don't care what the circumstances are. You're George Seifert. Yeah, you have a lot of Bill Walsh's players. So what? You win. And they haven't won, if you consider playoff games to be the big games, and how could you not, they haven't won a big game in nearly a decade. No, they haven't been competitive in a big game in nearly a decade. I'm not even going to get into that. Rolling around in my head is this interview from The Pivot yesterday, the Ryan Clark podcast, which is actually really good. And they had Tomlin sitting around the old campfire the other day with, again, working under the presumption that this is a physical football team. Physicality, that's what you're known for. Steeler DNA. I guess I am getting into it.
Steeler DNA.
Like, we know, Mike, that you guys are going to be physical. Did anybody at The Pivot watch the Eagles game last year? Where the Steelers got the football rammed in their face for 10 and a half minutes at the end of a game? I don't ever remember seeing that. I don't remember seeing that, at least not with a defense that thinks of itself as good. And then the playoff game? Where the same thing happened and worse? And then the Chiefs game? Where they couldn't even communicate properly? I mean, communication on a football field is not that complicated. It's not like they're trying to communicate to each other in Sanskrit or something. It's, two, fist, one. And yet you have, Travis Kelce with nobody covering him. And that type of thing happened repeatedly down the stretch. And I guess Minka's now the scapegoat for all of that. We'll see. We'll see about the secondary that can cover anybody man-to-man. And it's really great that Juan Thornhill had a big hit the other night in the first game of the preseason. Let's see if he can stay on the field, which he couldn't in Cleveland. That's why the Browns cut him. Let's see if Deshaun Elliott can cover people this year. He's great against the run, not so great against the pass. Let's see if Joey Porter can improve a resume that has him with 18 penalties and 2 interceptions 2 years into his career. Let's see if Darius Slay can get his first interception in a year and a half. And let's see what happens with this defensive line. Let's see if Highsmith can stay healthy. Let's see if TJ Watt's around for the end of a year. Not his fault he got hurt 2 years ago and wasn't there for the Buffalo playoff game, but he wasn't there for the Buffalo playoff game. And then last year, he did virtually nothing down the stretch. He was the heavy favorite for defensive player of the year and did nothing down the stretch. The only thing he did in the playoff game, he kept tackling guys without the ball. And yes, I know that was the game plan. Go tackle the quarterback no matter what. Well, the quarterback kept giving it to Derrick Henry, who ran against this defense like nobody was there. And now coming into this year, it's by far the highest paid defense in the NFL, and you can't shut any of them up about how great they are. Okay? So if I was Mike Tomlin, instead of lighting a match to that, to the Juan Thornhill ridiculous quote that we can be one of the greatest defenses of all time, let me again tell you what Tomlin told the flagship station. we have the talent and we have the scheme. Where is it here? We got enough talent. We got enough schematics to do big, big things, says Mike Tomlin. And when I say big things, I'm talking about historic things. Can you pull up the Kirk Herbstreit clip from when he said the Steelers quit in the middle of a playoff game against Baltimore when the Ravens were rushing for 300 yards? Is this really the time that people need to hear from the head coach and everybody else on defense practically, and even DK Metcalf's telling us it's the best defense he's ever seen because they're stopping Artie Smith's offense in shorts on summer days? Let's hear it.
If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. There's nothing. They're just going through the motions.
One of the most unbelievable things ever, I would argue, ever said about the Steelers during a national broadcast. But did anybody out there listening disagree with it? It looked like they laid down in a playoff game, and now they have the nerve, the bloody nerve, to come out here in camp and talk about how we could be one of the greatest defenses of all time. Turn in an average performance in a playoff game before you start talking again. Turn in a bad performance. That would be an improvement. And maybe Cam is a victim of all that in some ways. I don't know. Maybe under normal circumstances, nobody would care. But with everything else happening, and that has happened over the course of a decade, this becomes a lightning rod topic. And nobody wants to hear him cry, poor me, when he's the face of a defense that chronically fails in the biggest moments. And he's 1-8 in playoff games with one sack.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's been talks. I had a talk with Omar today, and you know, I've talked to Mr. Rooney. I've talked to Mike T, Omar. You know, there's never a level of respect there. You know, I respect this organization, what they've done. You know, I just want to continue to keep playing at a high level here.
It's interesting that it's dragged out this far. If all we're talking about is the simple act of borrowing from next year's non-guaranteed bonus and putting $3, $5, $6 million on top of what Cam's making this year, that would seem to be something very easily done. So what's the problem? Is that actually all that he's asking for? Is a sweetener, or does he want a new deal? Or are the Steelers balking at all of it for some of the things we're talking about? Are they bringing up, is Omar or Art? Now, they'll back down in the end, especially Art, we know that. But are they bringing up for now the idea of, hey, man, and this is true, by the way. This is true. And I want everybody to hear this, that the Steelers have treated Cam Hayward like a king. Make no mistake about that. Back in 2020, they gave him a four-year, $60.5 million extension that included the highest per-year average of any defensive player over 30 in the history of the NFL. Okay? Last year, they backed down from a pay cut and actually gave him a deal, although nothing was guaranteed after the first year. They've treated this guy very, very well. So maybe Art is saying that before he inevitably backs down and is saying some of the things that I said in the opening, which was, you know, when you sign a deal, some years you come out looking better or gaining from that deal, benefiting from the deal. And some years we do. A couple of years ago, it was you when you were hurt and you were still collecting paychecks. Last year, it was us. This year, maybe we can come to a little bit of a resolution here, but what exactly do you want? And by the way, here's your playoff resume. Let's go old school with the calls here. They're lighting up like Malzy in a craft beer house, like Crowley at Mountaineer Field, like Pony at the Carrier Dome.
Here is Mark. He's in the car.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say I do agree with a lot of what both of you guys are saying. Limit said that he's frustrated with how Cam's kind of approaching it, and that's exactly how I feel. As far as the defense pretty much talking out of their rear end before they've even played a game is what's really frustrating, and it's, you know, they've given us no reason over the years to really show that they're this prominent defense with this huge part of their payroll being invested into that.
Yeah. Now, they'll start out well. I can promise you that. The schedule, the opposing quarterbacks, very friendly. And they've had some good defenses here. You know, looked like last year they might have a great one. And then it completely collapsed. That's just the truth.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I just think the way that players kind of go about approaching reconstructing their contracts is just a really bad approach. And it seems like the deal that Cam and his agent orchestrated last year, I feel like they could have maybe negotiated for a better deal. And it right now, it just kind of seems like they settled on what was brought to the table, and they weren't really, you know, they were just willing to get it done. And that way it wasn't a big, you know, media kerfuffle, if you will.
Well, he didn't have a lot of leverage last year. This year he does, right? I mean, that's just the truth. He didn't have a lot last year. He certainly could have bet on himself, though. He could have gone with the 1 year and just said, you know, that's it, and then I'll leave. Family in Cleveland, I think, was the quote from last year. Next.
Well, let's go to Mike. He's in Freeport.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing?
Mike, do you remember a running back from Freeport named Ron DeGitis?
Absolutely. I know him very well.
I used to cover him. I was there for one of his, I think it was his last game. The guy was an unbelievable warrior. He was in tears on the field after the game, as I recall. Yeah. He also had some great games there. That was where I started, at the Valley News Dispatch, covering that games from the stands like Freeport football. Is he doing well? What's he up to?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's actually, I think he's a school teacher. I don't know if it's at Highlands or where at, but I know he coached the softball team for the high school. And
cool.
I know his daughter's really, really good.
That's
I think she graduated.
That's great to hear. What's up?
Yeah, but so I'm just, you know, first of all, before I get into Cam, saying that the Steelers defense is going to be great, come on. I mean, are they smoking something, whoever's saying this stuff? I mean, giving up all those yards against the Baltimore in the playoff game, Ed, I mean, there's no way that they could ever come out and say anything like that. That's just completely, completely ridiculous.
I know, and the head coach is fueling it instead of stifling it a little bit. It's pretty amazing. But you better believe going into the bye week this year, they could be the number one defense in the NFL. They open with the Jets, Seahawks, Patriots, and Vikings.
It
wouldn't surprise me
after they get done playing Lamar and
right.
I don't know who they play. If they play Mahomes, if they play Josh Allen, whoever they play. Yeah, you know, they're going to play Burrow twice. It won't even be close after that.
Well, we'll see. They'll have a chance to prove it. I just wish they'd save the talking for proving it first. What else?
But the Cam thing. So let's just get into what kind of message that sends to the other players on the team. Let's just for laughing matters. Let's just say DK goes off this year and has the best year of his career. Let's say he's number one in receiving yards, touchdowns. He has, over 100 and some catches. So then now this just sets the scene to where any player can go to the Steelers and say, hey, you know what? I'm the best receiver in the league. I need another $5 million to match the number one receiver being paid in the league. I don't know who that is, Justin Jefferson or whoever it is. But don't you agree with me that this just sets a bad, bad tone for the rest of the players on the team?
Well, it could certainly be an issue moving forward. Once you open this door and you open it so wide, and don't forget Boswell's doing it too, although he's hardly making anything. Yes. Jalen Ramsey, I think he's already the fourth highest paid corner. What if he's great this year? Is he going to want more money? Are they going to give it to him? What if Highsmith comes back with a great year? What if Freiermuth has a great year? I know he just signed, but what if him and Aaron Rodgers have an incredible connection? How about Patrick Queen? How about everybody on the damn team if they have a good year? They just go en masse into Art's office and say, we all want a raise. We had a good year. Next.
Here is Michael. He's in Homestead.
Hey, Michael.
How you guys doing this morning, man?
Good.
Listen, my question is, obviously, it's a bad look for Cam, okay? It's the timing. It's the timing of it, okay? If there was any type of issue, why would you wait till about, you know, the first, second week of training camp to go through with this? And hey, I've cut a way to solve it. Cam wants more money. Cut his brother. His brother needs to be cut anyhow. And I'll let you guys go. Hey, welcome back, Air Limits.
Thanks, Michael. Good to be back.
Yeah, I've heard that suggestion before, but I think Connor Hayward offers value on special teams and other things. I don't know. I don't want to get into, like, that seems weird to punish him.
Yeah, I don't
think.
That
seems like a way of punishing him by cutting his brother. That's just sort of weird.
If you're going to cut Connor Hayward, it's because Connor Hayward is not one of the best 53 guys on the roster.
Yeah, and he is fair to say he's on the bubble.
Yes.
Absolutely. But I don't want to get into that type of thing here. Let's take one more.
Let's go to Tom. He's in Jeanette.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. You know, one of the things at large that's missing in today's NFL is great nicknames. You know, we had Mean Joe Green, Night Train Lane. How about Cam Nutting? All he cares about is money. He doesn't care about winning. But now I got a question. Is there like an unwritten code of sorts where you guys can't ask certain questions? Joe, you bring up the thing, does anybody from the Pivot actually watch the games? Well, you guys here in the local media watch more of the Steelers than anybody. So when Tomlin starts this nonsense, why doesn't anybody say, Mike, pump the brakes here a minute. Like, what are we talking about? I mean, especially Pompeiani. He's got him as a captive audience every week on that show. I mean, what's going on with that?
You got to consider that on that show, they're doing a Steeler highlight show through the team. But as far as everybody else goes, I mean, to say, Mike, pump the brakes here, he can say and do what he wants. How would you phrase your question if you were asking Mike? I would, if I was over there, I would say, Mike, the last time you guys were out there, you got, you know, embarrassed by the Ravens. Are you concerned that so much big talk from this defense is going to fall flat yet again? Like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Yeah, I would ask him that.
Then why don't you?
I don't have an access to ask him. I'm not there.
All right.
Then why don't you? He's not here. He's not sitting across from me.
Unfortunately not.
I spent a lot of years asking Mike Tomlin and Bill Cowher and everybody else questions. Now I get to talk about them on the air. That's what I do. All right, Limits. Who do we have next?
Brian Batko will join the show.
Brian Batko.
Today's the last day of camp.
The Batconian Mongoose on the last day of training camp. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey. And what did they expect Tomlin to say anyway?
Probably nothing of much substance on that.
But yeah, questions deserve to be asked. I think people by and large in this town do a pretty good job of asking. I went through this with Shelty. Why aren't you asking the tough questions? I do every week. When he was here, every single week, I asked him the toughest possible questions that could be asked. You do that with your bullpen. Why is this guy still playing? I asked him
job security almost every week.
Jobs, like, are you fearful of your job at this point? I went to that level, which some people wouldn't go to. You remember his answer? Limits? When I asked him about that, and he said yes every single week. I think not that one. It was the other one where he said, Stark, you ask me that every single week. Somebody was mad that I called him Shelty, like I was trying to be buddy-buddy. Everybody calls him Shelty. That's his name. It's like calling Sidney Crosby Sid. You don't have to be his best friend to call him that. It's simply what he goes by.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. It's about as frustrated as I've been. I mean, we have got to execute. You cannot have a 10-3 game in the seventh inning and give up 11 runs. It's just, we got to be better.
Thank you, Shelty. All right. He's got his own show now, so now he can ask the tough questions.
The leadoff show with Derek Shelton, yes, he's on it.
It's actually pretty good from what I've seen. Now he's in that chair.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.